I'm here with Graham Sharp, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about the latest report by the Commission into the large-scale closure of schools in Edinburgh following the collapse of a section of brickwork wall at Oxgangs Primary School in January 2016. Graham, can you first give us some background to this case?
The wall collapsed in the early hours one morning in January 2016. There were no injuries. However, as we say in the report, at a different time of day, the consequences might have been very different. The wall collapsed caused the temporary closure of 17 Edinburgh schools and the need to put in place temporary arrangements for educating over 8,300 primary, secondary and nursery pupils. Similar faults were also identified in other City of Edinburgh Council buildings, including libraries, community centres and care homes.
So what has the Accounts Commission found in this particular report?
The Accounts Commission highlights important lessons from the Edinburgh schools' closures. Where a council employs a company to provide construction services, it's vital that it puts in place appropriate checks and controls. The report recognises the council responded quickly and comprehensively to the wall collapse at Oxgangs Primary. Nevertheless, this incident underlines how important it is that all Scottish councils ensure public buildings are fully checked and maintained. This includes undertaking regular, comprehensive, structural risk assessments and inspections on public buildings to ensure the safety of service users. It also means ensuring councils can draw on people with the right skills and have a clear understanding of the roles and responsibilities of all parties involved in the managing of construction projects. Important lessons can be learned by every council, given the safety concerns and the disruption this case caused for significant numbers of children, their families and their teachers.
What stage are the inspections of these buildings at?
The Council has continued its risk-based programme of inspections of other Council buildings to identify whether similar issues exist across the Council property portfolio. At the end of January 2018, of the 154 properties where assessments had been completed, 19 had been identified as having issues similar to those identified at Oxgangs School. Remedial work to address the defects identified on these buildings is ongoing. An exercise to review all of those properties identified in the first tranche of risk assessments was due to be completed in March 2018. People must have confidence in the safety and integrity of public buildings, and we will maintain an interest in how such buildings are sustained.
Graham, thank you very much. You can read and download the full report at audit-scotland.gov.uk.